And it is time for us once again to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us this week has been Tricia Fissel from Tricia Fissel Ministries. Tricia, welcome back.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. We really appreciate the Word you brought this week. And I'm going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Okay. This morning I want to talk to us about just God being our helper. And when we look in Psalms 121, David is describing God's nature to us. He's saying that God is our help and he won't suffer our foot to be moved. He shows us that God is the one that keeps us and he's the one that preserves us. So he's the one that watches over us and he takes care of us. And there's times, you know, where we step into the fight of faith when we're believing God for something, whether it be for, you know, healing or promotion or restored relationships or whatever we step out to believe God for, you know, we understand that we enter into the fight of faith. And when we enter into that fight of faith, the enemy's going to come. He's going to try to come and bring discouragement. He's going to try to get us to see things in a different perspective. And what we have to do as Christians, we have to hold the Word of God as absolute truth, and we have to allow it to govern our lives. And oftentimes, you know, when we are in that fight of faith, you know, things will start to happen or we'll see things, and it might not be the way that the way that we perceive it might not be according to God's plan. And I guess I'll give you an example. It was about 12 or 13 years ago. I was believing God for a promotion because I believed that God told me, you know, that I was going to be promoted. So I started using my faith and just, you know, started believing for a promotion at work. Well, during that time, there was this position that opened up as a supervisor in a department that I was familiar with and that I had worked in before. So I thought, okay, God, this is a promotion. And so I started using my faith and believing for that promotion. Well, I didn't get it. And so after, you know, I found out I didn't get it, I was discouraged, I was distraught, you know, so upset because I thought for sure that was my promotion. Well, so then I had to deal with, you know, thoughts of, you know, misjudging God or saying how he was unfaithful and, you know, just going through the process that oftentimes we go through when we don't see things answered the way that we expect them to be answered. Well, it was about almost a year later, I think, there was a promotion that came open for a quality manager position. And it was something that I did not feel I was qualified for. I had never been to college, but I ended up getting the job because of my experience and because of my knowledge of the product. Well, fast forward 13 years later, I'm now in a new company. I'm in a new position. And it was that promotion 13 years ago that I got that qualified me for the job that I'm in now. And see, had I gotten the job that I was believing God for at the time, I would not have this position that I have now because I wouldn't have been qualified. And so there's times when we're in the fight of faith where we're believing God for something and things don't necessarily turn out the way we expect them to. But if we will trust God and we'll put our faith in him, God's ways are higher than ours. His thoughts are higher than ours and his plans are higher than ours. So what we have to do is through times of discouragement or through times of where it doesn't seem like God was faithful to answer our prayer, if we will keep our heart right before him, you know, God's able to redeem situations. You know, in Corinthians, Paul warns us about judging things before their time. And oftentimes that's what we do. We view a situation, we think that, you know, because God didn't answer it in the time that we expected or in the way that we expected, we count him as being unfaithful. And we see that in John chapter 11 when Mary and Martha, when Lazarus dies, they said, you know what, if you had been here, you know, Jesus, he would not have died. You could have healed him. Well, it was God's will that people see Jesus as the resurrection and the life. And it was his purpose and his will that people would see the glory of God manifested. And so what we have to do, we have to protect ourselves and not allow ourselves to be discouraged because things don't turn out the way we expect them. But if we will trust God in the process and we'll trust God that he's a faithful father, we will see his glory manifested. And it might not be in the moment that we're in, but if we will stay the course and continue to count God as faithful, we'll see his faithfulness and his help in our life.
Oh, that's a good word for us, Tricia. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Father, we just come before you in the name of Jesus. And God, I lift up the listeners today. And I pray, Father, that those that are in the fight of faith, God, those that are dealing with discouragement because things didn't turn out the way they expected, I'm asking, God, that you would just minister to them, God, that they would see your faithfulness, God, that you would rebirth hope within them, God, that you would stir their faith. And that, God, that they would see you in a greater depth, God, in a greater light. Father, that you would move in their situation, and that, God, that you would do things greater above and beyond what they can even expect or imagine, because that's who you are, Father. And I pray, Lord, that as we go through life and as we go through times of the fight of faith and believing you, Father, that we will not cast away your word, that we will not bring judgments against you, God, but that we would trust you, knowing that you're able to redeem every situation, and that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And Father, we just thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Trisha Amen. Fissel joining us from Trisha Fissel Ministries. And tell us about your ministry.
Well, we are passionate about, through teaching sound doctrine and the gifts of the Spirit and things, to teach the body of Christ their true identity. You know, so many people struggle in their identity in Christ. I did for several years. And we're just setting out to empower people to discover who they were created to be and who they are in Christ, and to live out God's plan and purpose for their lives.
And if folks want to find out more information, how can they do so?
They can go to trishafissel.com. It's my website. They can listen to some teachings I have on there and receive daily devotionals. Or they can find us on Facebook at Trisha Fissel Ministries, where we do daily video blogs. And it's just a video devotional daily to encourage people in their faith.
Excellent. Hey, Trisha, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We look forward to hearing from you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much.